because the infinite has no extent at all. We can grasp only those things that have limits. Trying to understand the infinite is like trying to reach the end of a road that has no end. It isn't even logically feasible. God's infinity stretches endlessly beyond your or my capacity to understand it. His infinite power, omnipotence, infinite knowledge, omniscience, and infinite presence, omnipresence, are things we can speak of but not fully understand. That's what makes him God. Our imperfections have undermined our capacity to connect with God in certain ways because he's perfect. Every action, every thought, every plan of God is perfect. We are unable to even imagine what perfect motives, a perfect plan, and perfect knowledge of all things past, present, and future even mean. We have never encountered perfection anywhere, so we are inclined to mistrust it in God. God is holy. That is, he is other. His perfection puts him on an entirely different plane from us. But because he is so different, so outside our experience and ability to understand, we mistrust him. Rather than looking at his holiness as a mark of perfect trustworthiness, we think so highly of ourselves as if to say, well, I don't get it, so it can't be good, whenever he does something we can't fathom. Faith is deliberate confidence in the character of God, whose ways you may not understand at the time. Oswald Chambers. This world is fallen. Sin has tainted everything. I was born a sinner. From day one, if you told me not to do something, that was the very thing I had in my head to do. Run into the street, climb that fence, touch that outlet, eat that cookie. My children were born sinners. At 2 years old, they each gained the nickname Terrible for a reason, and nobody had taught them to be that way. When my wife or I would reprimand them, both would do the same thing, arch their backs, get big, wide eyes, and flex every muscle in their bodies while their faces turned beet red. The pose would have been hilariously cute if it hadn't been done in outright defiance. It was as if the word no caused a severe physical reaction. Unless, of course, they said it, then it was great fun, and the louder the better. Nobody had taught them that or made them act that way. It was just in them from birth. And it's in you, too. You were born a sinner. So we know nothing of pure, unadulterated goodness. We know good as a partial trait of some things, but not as the essence of a being. Even those people we call good, the best men and women we know, do bad and are capable of great evil. God does no bad and is capable of no evil. Each one of these traits is impossible to get our minds around. Combined into a single being, they are beyond any comprehension. This means that the vast majority of what God does is outside of our ability to explain. We cannot explain how or why God does so many things. We cannot explain how an omnipotent, good God brings about evil without being evil himself. Somehow, evil is evil, even when it fits into the perfect plan of an all-powerful, all-good God. It is a mystery. Just not the nice, neat, fun kind. Culture's response to mystery. We live in a prove-it culture, dating back several centuries.